Good evening, everyone. KB3MXM will be starting in about 3 minutes. Let some more folks join. Thank you. KB3MXM. We'll be starting in about 2 minutes. Stand by. KB3MXM.
Welcome to the K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
We'll be starting in about 1 minute for the MDC section-wide Echolink, KB3MXM. All right, that should be enough time. We've given us opportunity for some folks to join. I see that we still have some people joining us here. I'll pull another list from the roster here in just a moment. Excuse me. Good evening. My name is Marty. I'm Maryland DC Section Manager, KB3MXM. Thank you for joining us for the monthly Maryland DC Echolink, our statewide Echolink net. I thank you all for joining us this evening. We're going to move right through the list this evening and some things that are going on in the section to share with you. So if you have anything you'd like to share with the group, grab your notepad and pencil and get ready, because I'm going to try to get everybody done in the next 55 minutes or less. All right, stand by. We'll be right back. All right, that should be enough. Let's see who we have on the list here. Oh, it's a great showing this evening. I really appreciate you all being here. All right, let's start at the top of the list. And what I mean by the top of the list, let's go all the way up to Tom. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. And W3TOM, our Atlantic Division Director. Tom, a few words for the group this evening, please. All right, Tom's having no audio. Let's go to, do we have Jim? Yes, we do. And I'm going to cover the Hamfest and the field day information. So if anybody's going to do that, just let me do that. I'll take care of that in just a moment. Let's go to Jim, WI3N, and then back to Tom. So Jim, when you're done, hand it back to Tom. Let's see if he's got his audio fixed. WI3N, go.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty, and good evening, everybody. We just like to mention that the Aries Math group has been meeting regularly and doing very interesting things. We also will be, I think, soon having a map that's been put together for the Maryland, D.C., Delaware sections, and very interesting situational awareness map kind of thing. So that'll be coming out soon, and that's about it for me. Back to net, WI3N.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Let's go back to Tom and see if he's got his audio. Go ahead, Tom. Sorry, no audio this evening. Yeah, I had that problem earlier. I don't know why my audio jack wasn't working. All right, Tom, if you want to text anything in there, I'll try to add it to the – oh, we got somebody else just joined us. All right, let me grab that. All right, thank you, Tom. Stand by all. All right, let me cover a little bit of section activities. The next Hamfest, the Father's Day Hamfest at Arcadia Fire Department, Sunday, June the 19th, between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's $5 attendance, $10 per tailgate space. It's located on the Arcadia Fairgrounds, and that is in Upper Co., Maryland. Information can be found via the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club and section news and stuff on the section website. You can also find information at Whiskey3FoxtrotTango.com. That's W3FT. And this is sponsored by BARC, the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club. Break. All right, field days around the corner, end of the month. I'm going to go through the list that I have so far. The field day locator is on the league website, easy to get to. Just go to arrl.org. And when that page appears, in the upper right-hand corner is an area to put search. You just put locator, and then you can search by the map, or you can select MDC for Maryland DC section, or you can select the state, or you can select the division. I'm going to go through the list I have so far. You might find your club or your call sign on here. If not, I suggest you get hold of your local organization and have them add them to the locator. Your section staff will be visiting field day sites that we find on the locator unless we get a private invitation. I have gotten a few of those. I'm having it at my house. Marty, stop by. Okay? So always good stuff to do. All right, let's see. Let me check the text box here, and I'll go through the list. Hang on just a second. All right, here we go. Stand by. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I said it was going to be quick. All right, Kilo 3 Echo Mike Delta for the Easton Amateur Radio Society. K3QAC, Queen Anne's. We've got Whiskey 3 Kilo Delta Romeo Doc. I guess that's Dr. Lomas. Yeah, Dr. Lomas Memorial Jr. We've got the Kent Amateur Radio Society, K3ARS, the Rising Sun American Legion there at there. It's going to be November 3, Sierra Lima Charlie. Whiskey Alpha 3, Sierra Foxtrot Juliet for the Chesapeake Bay Amateur Radio Station Radio Association break. Staying near that, up in northeast area of Maryland, we've got the Harford County Aries Races are getting together under the call sign of KC3FHC. And you move down the eastern shore just over the border in Delaware. Maybe you're close to this. The Nanticoke Amateur Radio Club is going to have theirs under the call sign Whiskey 3 Tango Bravo Golf. St. Mary's Amateur Radio Association. On the east, western side of the bay, K3HKI, and next to them will be Calvert Amateur Radio Association, Kilo 3 Charlie Alpha Lima. Break. Continuing on this side of the bay, the west, or the, I say this side, I should say the west side of the bay, Charles County Amateur Radio Club, the K3SMD, DC, Hack DC, under the call sign Whiskey 3 HAC. They'll be at the Armed Forces Retirement Home. The Goddard Amateur Radio Club, WA3NAN. And a little bit close to the water there is the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club under W3VPR. Break. One of our newer clubs and soon to be an affiliated club, the Smithsonian Amateur Radio Group, under the call sign, well, of course, NN3SI. Huh, look at that. Smithsonian Institute. Okay, then we have the Arrow, that's A-E-R-O, Amateur Radio Club, Whiskey 3 PGA. National Electronic Museum is going to have their field day under the call sign Kilo 3 NEM. And the Columbia Amateur Radio Association under K3C break. And just a few more to go. Under special calls and Whiskey 3 Radio, the Magnetic Communication Group, they're combined, they're together this year. We have the Frederick Amateur Radio Club under 3ERM. Kenny Amateur Radio Club under K3PZN. And our good Fred Hillstown, all up on the mountain. Big group to go to if you get a chance under NTIC. And then we have up 3 CWC, Antioch Amateur Radio Association. We start to move westward up oceans. We get to Garrett County at K3LNZ, and Mount Ambio is Whiskey 3, Yankee Mike Whiskey. If any station is on the map or I just didn't grab at the time, please again get your station on the ARL locator break. All right, Tom, K3OM. That box one, it's only 2 weeks left for clubs to file ARL grants. Don't miss out on that. I've been on. You know, don't miss out on that. And then file for your club grant via the ARRL web online. Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, there you go. Let me add that one, Jim. Thank you. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club under the call sign Whiskey 3 Lima Romeo Charlie will be at the Waterfront Park in Laurel, Maryland. Just take a second and grab that copy. Hey, let me go over here and where's my list? Go over here, paste this on my desk. All right, very good. This is how it works. Multitasking's all about it. All right, it's off my list. I said we get out of here early tonight. I'm glad to do that. What I like to do is tell our links to Peter. And those who should stand by, I'm going to link Peter right after a couple more call signs on here. I'd like to get through the section staff. I'll move right over to you. And somewhere in there, we'll call W3GWK. I'll go to the DC section, assistant manager, Chris. Hello, Whiskey 3 Whiskey Golf is also our affiliate coordinator. It's your friend Chris.
Okay, thanks, Marty. I'm looking forward to visiting this year. It's always a lot of fun. I'll be visiting three sites Saturday and three sites on Sunday. We'll be at the Bark Ham Fest today, as Marty mentioned, so we'll look forward to seeing some of you folks there. Tell me about Bernier News. I just received an email from the league regarding a column that will be appearing in QSD Magazine, specifically geared toward affiliate clubs. And this column will be titled Club Station, so look for that up. Dusty Thomas, the Grandogram. This is the stations are being accepted now for Grant Realtor Club or Best Club information on the league. And my understanding is there will be four grand stations that are being accepted. And
okay, we're back. I just wanted to grab another copy of the roster here. All right, W3YBQ, Father Al.
All right, before my comments, where do you want your WinLink messages from Field Day to go this year?
Since I will be on the road, you can send them to WinLink.
And your call sign, or do you have a tactical address for it?
No, my call sign, sir.
All right, fine business. Good evening, all. W3YBQ, Section Traffic Manager, and member of large Eastern Area staff nationwide on the WinLink system. And RRI's Digital Traffic Network are both standing by to help during Field Day with Field Day traffic distribution, as are the manual net systems of both organizations. Consequently, this year, if you haven't done so already, try to make sure that you have a WinLink radio email station at your Field Day site, even if only part of the time. Try to make it the same time that you invite officials from your local government to attend. And while they're there, demonstrate to them that you can send an email message from the Field Day site by radio off the grounds, not using a cell phone service, but using amateur radio, and have that email message perhaps go to the pager on their belt or to their office URL or email address or whatever they like. It's a very powerful demonstration, and you will open the eyes of officials in a way much different than showing them a guy with headphones on pounding brass on the key, although he may appreciate the long-range contacts that are being made there. The functionality of radio email during emergencies, particularly with regard to ICS form contact, etc., is a powerful persuader. Good luck on Field Day, 730, and happy Father's Day this weekend, Sunday. And the summer officially starts Tuesday, so check the sun angle. Over.
All right, very good, Father Al. What's the propagation been like lately? You down on 80 meters? What's or anywhere else? What's the prop looking like for HF?
Well, the upper bands have been open all over the world for the past several months, but in the late afternoons on 80 meters, the absorption from the higher and higher sun angle as the sun moves north from our perspective as we approach the solstice has made with high absorption and the creation of both D-layer and E-layer has made signals quite weak in the afternoon. But as soon as that starts to break through and we begin to see the F-layer overhead, conditions are gangbusters. And in fact, the MDD, which meets only a little bit later at 7 p.m., has had good prop every night for the past 3 or 4 months, which breaks the solar minimum doldrums that we were in. So it's looking pretty good, except during the daytime you expect summer absorption to be very high. So 80 and 160 both sound dead as a doornail when you first listen. But tune around, you'll hear some weak signals in there. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. And if you're into VHF, you know, sometimes in the morning or in the late evening, you can get some tropo, and you know, and it'd be cooler in the evening, or you know, as that inversion layer starts to form, maybe you'll be able to work up the coast as well. All right, thank you very much. Back to our list, folks. As I said, we're going to get through this pretty quickly. Let's see. Do I have anyone else? I got some folks in here I like to add, like to put on the top of the list. Let me just hang on a second. Checking. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right, let's go to repeaters, and then we're going to come right back and catch some more folks here. First, let's go to the K3ORB in Ocean City, Maryland. If we have someone there that can check in from the repeater, and then call your stations, please.
Hey there, Marty. This is K3WOC. I normally ask for check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City, but it is currently still undergoing maintenance. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we had a major failure there during the windstorms that we had here in town. The mast blew down, and the antenna fell down along with it. So we actually are in the process of getting some replacement equipment and making some really nice upgrades over there. So we'll have a lot more coming soon. This is K3WOC. I'll pass it back to you, Marty.
All right, sir. Yes, I do remember that. You're still down. That's fine. That's fine. We got you. All right, let's go to Mike. Let's see if Mike's on here. KA2JAI, call your stations. All right, are there any stations on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in?
Kilo 3, Hotel Romeo Tango. David.
I'm here, Marty.
Okay, Mike, do you want to call your stations? You want me to just keep going? I'll put you on the list, and I'll just keep going. How's that sound?
Now, I've already got them pre-checked in. Let me go down the list, beginning with KB3KWT for comments. Go ahead.
No comments. Back to net control.
KB3UDJ, go ahead.
So, thank you, Mike. Hey, Marty, a long time no here. I guess I'll cut your field day. Nothing else, everybody stay cool for the next couple of days. KB3UDJ back in their control.
WA3TOY.
Alrighty, well, good evening, everyone. As most of you probably know, we had some Sky-1 activations in the last week or so. And right now it's quiet, but there's a possibility at any time during the summer that a thunderstorm could pop up, so be aware. WA3TOY.
Thanks, Kurt. N3WOF, go ahead.
No comments tonight. This is N3WOF.
K3HRC. David, do you have comments for us?
Yeah, I just want to thank you and Marty for your contributions to the Amateur Radio Society and community. Anyway, and wish everybody a happy Father's Day and a blessed weekend. K3HRT back to net.
Okay, Marty, we have our monthly meeting coming up tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about WinLink, GoKits, NVEMS, and we're going to look at the hot wash items coming out of our mini SET from last month. Marty, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
Okay, very good, Mike, and thanks for all you do, emergency coordinator, and all that you do down there. Really appreciate all that help. All right, we got two. Oh, no, I already took care of him, so we'll take JA off the list again. Let's go to NC3M. Mike, call your stations. All right, nothing heard there. Let's move down to KB. Let's start over. Whiskey 3. GXW, John, thank you for joining us. My voice is going. I got to get something to drink here, guys. go ahead, John. Tell us what's going on lately, and what about the bulletins, and what's happening with you?
Good evening, Marty, WB3GXW. Well, we're going to try and get the bulletin started up tomorrow evening again at 8 o'clock and at 7. I'm able to go up and down the steps now pretty well. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow at 384 Main Street in Laurel, Maryland at 9 o'clock in the morning. Walk-ins are welcome. That's all I got. We'll keep it quick. WB3GXW.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That takes care of the list I have for reviewers. Let me check the roster. I got a few more stations I'll get to you in just a moment. Next on my list, and I'm just going to go down the list here, folks, N3FQC Don. Any comments? Okay, I'll give you a warning. We're going to do KE8OTP, and then we're going to go to Chris, K3DCR. So let's do Let's do Arup on KE8O2P. OTP, your turn. All right, Mike P'd up. Let's go to Chris, KC3DCR.
Hey, good evening, everybody on the net. This is K3DCR. Haven't checked in for a while, so apologize for that, but I just wanted to pass along a neat little bit of information. My son is 11 years old. He's KC3RAP, and he found a really neat young ham group called the YACHT. It's the Young Amateur Ham Communications Team. They meet every evening at 8 on Echolink, so if anybody out there has youngsters in your family or teenagers or anybody who's into or getting into ham radio, it's a really great group. It's a bunch of kids. They're international. They have kids from South America and Scotland, and there's even a kid from India who's been checking in, so it's pretty cool. Anyway, Google the Young Amateur Communications Ham, so it's pretty cool. That's all I have. Back to the net.
All right, there you go. More good information here. You find it here on the NBC section, EchoLinkNet. Let's go down to Stu, WI3J.
Well, good evening, all. WI3J here in Stu in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Really no comment there, Marty, but listening to a lot of good information tonight. Thank you very much. Back to you.
All right, very good. Oh, I passed over Frederick. I'll go back to them in just a second. Let's go to KB3QWC, Larry.
Not too much going on here. I'm still actually at work because I had to do DC. Today. I'm heading out of DC. You can hear me all right. I have one comment. I have some P25 VHF radios, and I'm wondering if anybody has any frequencies that they use for P25. I know you can use any simplex frequency. That's my only comment, and everybody have a good evening and happy fire safety of fires. 73KB3QWC, we clear.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Anybody has any P25 VHF radio frequencies for Larry's P25? All right. If you're locked in the chat, you can put it in there, but I'm going to tell you I might not get to sending it out to everybody tonight via voice. Let's go to Jack, KD4IZ. Okay, Jack, I saw you go to the top of the list, but we'll come back to you in just a moment. I got KD9, just to recognize KD9RNL muted. Let's go down to Don, KC3TLO.
This is Don, KC3TLO. No traffic other than to wish everyone a happy Father's Day. Back to not.
All right, well, thank you, and yes, happy Father's Day to all. Let's go to Cal, KC3MSL.
KC3MSL here. No comment. Thanks for running the net, and everybody have a wonderful weekend, and happy Father's Day to all.
All right, circling back, let's see, I got Chris. Let's go to, we'll go back to KE8OTP. OTP, any comments?
No comments. Checking in after a couple of months, 73 to all. I wish you all a good weekend. Back to net.
Okay, very good. We're moving right along. Let's go to Frederick. Let's go to Frederick repeater right now. I've got a few more. Let's see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls. Let's go to Frederick. On the K3FDK, the Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communication repeater, do we have somebody there that can call your stations?
Yes, indeed, Marty. Thanks for the call, and let's see if there's anybody in the Frederick area listening in. We'll take check-ins to the Frederick computer now. Please give us your name and call sign.
November 3, Lima, Sierra Bravo, Dave.
Kilo 3, November, Oscar Golf. Richard, I'm just listening.
Alpha Bravo 3, Echo, Justin in Middletown.
All right, thanks for that. We got three. Dave, why don't you go ahead and start off, and then you can just pass it on down to Justin. And then, Justin, you can pass it back to me. Thanks. Go ahead, Dave, M3LSB.
Well, good evening, everyone, and have a great Father's Day over the weekend. I just wanted to mention that there are two opportunities to practice WinLink emergency comms. There's WinLink Wednesday. That's onelinkwednesday.net is the information. The other one is on Thursdays. It's emcomtraining.org. That's echomiccomm-training.org. And you can have two opportunities to practice one-link messaging with specific instructions to and using forms and such. So it's 10-3 LSP, and I'll pass it back to Net Control.
All right. Thanks for that, Dave. I'd also like to mention that the MDC section has their own WinLink exercise once a month, and that's always a very interesting one. They sometimes make it quite challenging. All right, down to you, Justin, AB3E. Go ahead.
Yep, thanks, Sandy. No major comments, just looking forward to field day, and I think preparations for K3ERM are going well. Other than that, back to you, AB3EOF from AB3E.
All right, thanks, Justin. Yes, indeed, field day preparations are in high gear. We just put up our tower and cranked it up 40 feet, and it works. So, yep, we're getting all the details worked out. All right, thanks for checking in. Let's go back to Marty, KV3MXM. This is KV3EOF.
All right, that is perfect. Wow, you guys are just, you're right along with the pace here. That's exactly how we do it on the repeaters. All right, let's grab some more stations here. I want to make sure I don't miss any. We're gonna move up to Jeff, and then, no, let's do Pam first, and then Jeff. KV3SWS, Pam, and you hand it over to Jeff, KV3SPH.
Thank you, Marty. This is Kilo Bravo 3 Sierra Whiskey Sierra, and we, too, are gearing up for field day. And we will be at the Nanjemoy Creek Environmental Education Center, which is in Charles County in southern Maryland. And this year we anticipate about 12 to 15 hams on site over the weekend, including a good variety of both new and more experienced hams. So it should be a good weekend. And I will send it now over to Jeff. This is KB3SWS.
Thanks, Pam. This is KB3SPH. Just before we meet again next month, the 13 Colonies special event starts on 1 July. That's always a good time, so check that out if you want to. Back to Net. This is KB3SPH.
You're right. Yes, that's a good one, too. Okay, here's a question, a field day question. All right, there will be a test on this later. I don't know when. There will be prizes. I don't know what they'll be. And if you fail this, you will not be allowed to go to field day. Okay, here's your test question. Ready? What most often accidents occur on field day? Most hazardous or accidents occur on field day. We'll go with hazard. What's the biggest hazard on field day? Think about that for a second. All right? If you're in the chat, you can put it in there. If not, I'm going to ask in just a moment what's the biggest hazard on field day. All right? All right, let's go to some more folks on the list here. Let's go to Forrest. Kilo, is that an Oscar? That is an Oscar. Kilo Oscar 4 Oscar Golf Sierra.
Good evening. This is Forrest KO4OGS. This is the first time I've ever transmitted on EchoLink. I'm really excited. And this will be my first field day coming up. And I am now a member of the Vienna group, and really a good group, and some really helpful guys. And I really appreciate them. And thank you for this, Net. And I want to turn it back to Net Control. Thanks.
All right, very good. It looks like Mike keyed up again. We'll get back to Mike here in just a second. I just want to share with you folks, how many of you like a good old barbecue? A good old eyeball barbecue. How many? Raise the hands. Oh, there's a few of you. I can see you through the EchoLink viewer here. Well, you know something? We are planning a good old Ibar barbecue for those of us who border the Potomac. And when I say border, I mean distance from the Potomac. But we're working on the Maryland DC section and the Virginia section is working to have a good old barbecue August the 21st. More details will be coming. It'll be after field day. Right now we're all in field day mode. There'll be more information about that soon. And hopefully we'll be able to cross the Potomac. Wow, think about that. The north crosses the Potomac. No, the south crosses the Potomac. Oh, maybe the north does. I don't know. Okay, I think it's at Seneca Creek or Seneca Park. And more details on that later. All right, let's go to Jack. Did I go to Jack? I can't remember. KD4IZ. Did I call you, Jack? Go ahead. Okay, nothing there. Let's go to NC3M. Mr. Mike, you're up. Oh, we're getting answers here. Let's see. Sunburn, dehydration. Yeah, that's very important. Setting up antennas. Yep, that one's very important. All right, and I'll throw it out there in just a second. Let's go to Ray, N3HYM. Ray, a couple of words, please. All right, we got two more here. Let's go to Tom, W3TDH, Skywarn, in Montgomery County. Okay, didn't hear any audio there. You know, I forgot someone. Vijay, Alpha Bravo 3, Victor, what is that, AB3, Victor Zulu. It's your turn. Go ahead.
This is Alpha Bravo 3, Victor Zulu. Name here is Vijay in Germantown, in Jacobsburg, correction. First time caller, just enjoying how this this app works on my phone, the Echo Link app on my iPhone. Just enjoying the conversation. Hope I can participate more. Back to net control, AB3VG.
Okay, no, hey, listen, that's great. Let's see, tipping over. Hey, guess who got it? Oh, that's the right answer. That is exactly the right answer. Very good. Tripping is a major serious problem in field days, tripping over things, believe it or not. At night, mark your guide wires, mark your guide wires to your pop-ups, to your antennas. Matter of fact, you should have something that prevents anybody even from getting near the antenna. How about cables, other things sitting around, like, believe it or not, electric power cables coming from your generator. Tripping hazards is a number one, believe it or not. Yep. And at night, even more serious because you can't see it, and then you're tripping on the ground. It could be sand. It could be gravel. It could be asphalt. Tripping hazards. Great answer. That's exactly it. What's the other one here? Microphone problem. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, that is being attacked by the... Oh, yeah, the phone lids while you're working CW. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's an attack. Yep, that's a hazard, too. Okay? I don't want to talk about the food, the coffee, the weather. Tripping hazards, believe it or not, tripping hazards. So remember to have your safety officer. There's a lead in here, folks. Have your safety officer available. Make sure they're doing a good safety check. I'll be asking when I travel. We're going to take a break. Like everybody, reset. I'll come back and do alibis. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink system, Wash_DC, and linked repeaters. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right. Let's see. Did I see? Oh, wait a minute. Let me go over here. I think I see. Oh, there's Jim. KB3. I didn't even copy him over. KB3KAS. Jim, our Maryland DC section emergency coordinator. A few words, Jim. Thank you.
KBC MXM. Okay, we're on. KBC MXM. Very good, Marty. Thank you for picking me up tonight. Very good evening, everybody. And we too have put a schedule together for field day. We're going to do a very short run from Frederick to Montgomery County, Howard, and around Calvert, end up with St. Mary's. And we're going to have meetings with the hospital people running the hospital, their own hospital programs in the county, just to get an update of what's going on and then move on. We don't expect to be there more than about 30 minutes or so. Next is, had a wonderful meeting yesterday with the Prince George's County Emergency Manager. They are interested in getting us involved with shelter programs, shelter operations, which we've never done in Prince George's County officially, although we've been sent out on a few deployments over the past 12 or 13 years, but nothing of a official capacity. So we'll be starting that discussion Monday night at our monthly areas meeting, and we're looking forward and seeing what we can do, put together a program to help out the shelters in case of floodings or what have you in Prince George's County. If you're not a member of ARIES, you ought to be. Quick stats, the number of ARIES in the section has grown from 316 to 324. It's an increase of 8 over last month. We're starting to see an upturn. We haven't seen that in quite a few years. So please consider supporting your county, joining your local ARIES contingent. Back to net. Very good evening, Marty. WB3KAS.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much. And I always like to remind folks, you're part of an organization. It's very important to understand the terminologies, the nomenclature. Training doesn't make you qualified to do the job. It doesn't. Believe it or not, really, you have to do it. You have to do it to be fully qualified. Training allows you to understand the job. Understand what things mean. And then from that foundation, you go to the practical sense of you're actually capable of doing it. You understand it, right? All right? You did it with amateur radio. This is why you're on this net. You did the same thing. You had to understand these terms and how things are said and how they're done. And then you learned the practical stuff. And now look at you. You're all on Echolink. You're crossbanding. I mean, technically, I don't know. I guess you are crossbanding if you're like using your phone. No, I guess that wouldn't be. Yeah, maybe not. That would be radio over IP. All right. What time is it? Oh, I got 7 minutes. I want to break my record here of being under an hour and 2. All right. Is there anybody that has any alibis before going? Before we close down, your call sign, please. Yeah, lightning protection is important. All right. Let me give you the standard fare here. With Echolink, this net occurs on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. right here on the WB3GXW Wash_DC Echolink node. Information can be found in many locations. If you know where we are on Twitter, Facebook, the league website, the nets that go on, Aries nets, traffic nets, social nets. I've been doing DMR. I got my GMRS license recently. There's a GMRS net that occurs here in Central Maryland. I'm on DMR when they have the Mid-Atlantic DMR net on Thursday evenings at 8, very well attended. And Fusion, or C4FM, and D-Star. Okay, all of those are ways of communicating, but the important one is to communicate. Be safe, be healthy, be well, and be on the air. That's all I have. I hope everybody has a safe weekend. And for those who have an extra day off on Monday, please enjoy your extra day. Always keep in touch with your club or your fellow hams, especially during times of severe weather or other incidents that might occur. You just want to check on them for welfare and share ideas and be good, be in good fellowship. That's all I got, folks. I hope you all have a good weekend. Thanks again for joining us. This is KB3MXM, and you're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink net here on the WB3GXW and linked repeater. 73s, good night.